This is a rapid review drill. 10 questions, mixed across agency, contracts, and license law, back to back, just like exam day. No teaching in between, just practice. Let's go. Question 1. A broker lists a property under an exclusive agency agreement. The seller finds their own buyer independently. Is commission owed? The answer is B. Exclusive agency lets the owner sell to their own buyer commission free. Only an exclusive right to sell listing pays commission no matter who finds the buyer. Question 2. Which fiduciary duty requires an agent to share material facts with their client, even if unfavorable to the agent? The answer is B. Disclosure. It requires sharing material facts with the client. Full transparency, even when it's uncomfortable for the agent. Question 3. A 16-year-old signs a real estate contract without parental consent. This contract is generally. The answer is B. Minors lack full legal capacity, so the contract is voidable at their option, not automatically void, and not fully enforceable against them. Question 4. Which of these is not one of the required elements of a valid contract? The answer is C. Notarization. It's not required for a contract to be valid. The exam loves offering it as a trap answer. Question 5. A New York salesperson runs an ad for a listing without including their brokerage's name. This is. The answer is B. A prohibited blind ad. New York requires the brokerage name on every advertisement. No exceptions. Question 6. Refusing a rental application because the applicant uses a housing voucher violates which New York protected class? The answer is B. Source of income. This is one of New York's additions beyond federal law, and it covers housing vouchers directly. Question 7. A buyer's agent negotiates skillfully and gets the price lowered for their client. Whose interest did the agent serve? The answer is B. Their own client. An agent's duty of loyalty runs to whoever they represent. Here, the buyer. Question 8. Which document must a New York licensee present at the first substantive contact with a prospective buyer or seller? The answer is C. The agency disclosure form. First substantive contact. One of the most frequently tested timing rules on the whole exam. Question 9. A New York real estate license must be renewed how often, and with how many hours of continuing education? The answer is B. Every 2 years, with 22 and a half hours of continuing education. Question 10, the last one. A seller accepts a buyer's offer but changes the home warranty delivery date before signing. What is the legal effect? The answer is B. Any change to the terms creates a counteroffer and voids the original, no matter how small the change seems. Drill 1 complete. Four more drills, and the full 891 question bank, are waiting at NewYorkRealEstatePrep.com.